I've heard of other types of trucks. Hook and ladder truck, pumper truck, and heard of snorkel truck. That, to me, is the type of fire truck that's designed especially for fires that might occur in skyscrapers, with the big boom and everything.
Yeah.
And I guess you would, I'd also call these things that the utility department uses to work on lines and, you know, cut trees, all that business, as a snorkel truck.
Okay, does that do it?
I think so.
And so, of course, somebody had a heart attack, the small vehicle with the fire department might send.
Well, I guess that would be either an emergency truck or an emergency van.
Does Troy have them?
Emergency vans, yeah.
Okay. And if the fire chief came alone, what would he come in?
By the way, one thing that had always puzzled me about those vans, you know, they had the mirror image of the word ambulance printed on the front, and I couldn't figure out why. Well, a lot of them do. Of course, if one's behind you, you look in your rearview mirror, then it comes out right.
No, I never thought of that. I don't know that I ever even saw one, really. That I would consider that. Well, anyway, what about the thing that the fire chief drives?
Chief's car, fire chief's car.
What color is it?
Red.
Is it always?
The ones I've seen.
Okay. How about the thing that policemen ride around in?
Police car, cruiser, patrol car, black and white, I think I've gotten from TV and the movies.
Okay. Hello? What do you think you'd be most likely to call it?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Patrol car, probably.
Okay. And then the bigger thing that they put several criminals in?
I guess that'd have to be a paddy wagon. I really don't know if I've ever seen one.
Have you heard other terms for it?
No.
Never heard Black Mariah?
Not till last week.
Okay. And let's see. The thing that police fly around in or news stations fly around in?
Yeah, helicopter. And I've heard it called a whirlybird, chopper. And when I worked at Fort Rucker, that's the Army Aviation Center, they called the standard helicopter down there Huey. And it had something to do with its proper name with initials, HU-1 or something like that. I don't know.
What did you do at Fort Rucker?
I kept them happy. There's a service club for enlisted men, and, you know, they come there to relax, entertain themselves, that sort of thing. I worked there in the summers when I was going to college.
Okay. Next we have the storms. What do you call that one that comes in from the Gulf, is it? That's the big one with the eye in the center?
Yeah, like Camille wrecked the Mississippi Gulf Coast, be a hurricane.
Okay. Any other terms for this type of storm?
No, not really.
And then the one with the funnel cloud that they just... It just had one in Columbus, didn't they?
I know that. I call it tornado. I think, though, when out in the Midwest they become cyclones, I think they're the same thing.
Anything
I guess that'd
else?
Be all, though.
Okay. Then the storm where the rain freezes when it hits the ground and makes your power lines fall.
I suppose that'd be an ice storm, but I've never been in one, so I'm not an authority. No.
Oh. No, I guess we didn't really have one this winter, did we?
No.
But they don't have them in Troy?
No, never had the pleasure.
For heaven's sakes, what sort of winter storms do you have?
It just gets cold.
No
ice storms. Very rarely. It's the most it's ever snowed in Troy, I guess. Oh, it had about 9 inches, and that was, you know, it was just unreal. It was a freak occurrence.
Have they ever had that much in Atlanta?
Yeah.
That's a lot
I don't
of snow.
Know. Yes, yeah, sure was.
No, 2 inches.
Closed everything down.
Yes. 9 inches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call a man who puts out the fire?
Fireman. That's all.
Ever hear a pejorative?
No, never have.
Mm-hmm. And then the man who rides around in the cruiser?
Yeah, policeman. Several for policeman. Cop. That's pretty much neutral with me. Pigs. That would be definitely derogatory.